Now, a square nose pistol, a two-way wrist radio, and a shiny silver star on a tabletop. A man's hand picks them up.
Gangland enforcers broke the arms of an elderly news dealer this afternoon when he refused to share his week's receipts with them. Stacks of newspapers were tossed in the gutter as the thugs wrecked the business and made their getaway. Lunchtime crowds were paralyzed by the suddenness of the crime. Not a hand was raised in protest.
A title flashes in bold yellow comic book style letters. Dick Tracy.
Organized crime is their name.
What appeared to be organized hoods shattered the kneecaps of the beloved operator of a shoeshine parlor today.
The man takes a bright yellow fedora from a peg on a red wall, throws on a canary yellow overcoat, and leaves his apartment.
A mother of four, unable to pay a gambling debt, lies dead tonight. Gangland thugs left her to expire in a pool of blood as they help themselves to the contents of a cash register.
More titles, starring Warren Beatty as Dick Tracy, Charlie Corsmo as The Kid, William Forsythe as Flattop, Glenn Headley as Tess Trueheart, Madonna as Breathless Mahoney, Mandy Patinkin as 88 Keys, Al Pacino as Big Boy Caprice, Dustin Hoffman as Mumbles. Now, in an alley across town, a red-haired boy with a dirty face and hands picks a half-eaten sandwich out of a garbage can and bites into it. He whirls around as a police officer turns the corner. The boy hides in a warehouse.
Five, no help. King, no help. Aces and eights.
Five gangsters play poker at a smoky, dimly lit table. The boy creeps toward them behind stacks of red, green, and yellow barrels. One gangster has a pointed, pimply, rat-like snout. Another has a face as wide as a watermelon.
The ace bets. Hey, little face.
What's the trouble?
Come on, let's go. Ace bets five.
I call.
The boy bumps into a barrel, then ducks. They all draw their guns. A black cat walks toward the table. The rat-nosed gangster picks it up.
Hi, little fella.
He throws the cat against a wall.
His bet's fine.
I'm calling.
I'm in.
Six. You got a possible straight.
The dealer has three fat wrinkles across his forehead like a tire tread.
Nine, no help. Jack, no help. King, no help. Well, little face.
A car blazing bullets crashes through a warehouse door. The gangsters fall dead. One gangster holding a Tommy gun gets out of the car. His red-haired head is wide and flat as a skillet on top. His partner searches the dead men's pockets.
See what you can find. I want to leave a little message here.
The boy runs for the back door. The flat-headed man misses the little boy, then turns and grins as he fires a pattern of bullets into a wall. A title appears, produced and directed by Warren Beatty. The scene shifts to a couple at an opera.
Calling Dick Tracy! Calling Dick Tracy!
Come in, Pat. This is Tracy.
We got five dead men at the 7th Street Garage and nobody knows who they are. You better get over here right away.
I'm on my way.
Tracy puts on his yellow fedora and turns to his date.
I'll be back. I want to know how it comes out. Excuse me.
Ow, sorry.
Tracy's girlfriend watches him go. Later, wearing his canary yellow coat, Tracy arrives at the crime scene.
Hello, boys.
Tracy. Here, Chief.
Tracy, are we glad to see you?
Tracy, whoever they are, they're all dead.
Tracy glances up at the wall. Bullet holes spell the words, "Eat lead, Tracy."
Five dead men, Tracy. And we don't even know who they are.
Whoever did it took their identification, but they didn't take a dime.
Big boy Caprice.
Later, the square-jawed Tracy returns to the opera.
Everything all right, Tracy?
Fine, fine. Just a little trouble downtown.
Tracy, they're saying the big boy's got the city out of control.
And what about this rumor? They're moving you up to chief of police?
We've already got an excellent chief of police, Bert. Why don't you shave off that silly mustache?
How about running for mayor, Tracy?
I'm a cop, Charlie. I don't want to take a demotion.
Hey, McNally, I want to copy that Caprice shot.
The same big boy's got the city out of control.
Still can't get anything on him, huh?
Don't let him get to you, Tracy. You'll get big boy.
Big boy's on the street and they want to stick me behind a desk?
They believe in you, Tracy. They think if you're chief of police, the city will be safe.
Tess, there's about as much chance of me getting behind a desk as there is of me getting a new girlfriend.
Sooner or later, you're gonna decide.
Our view rises up, leaving Tracy and the fair red-haired Tess behind. We glide past an elevated subway train, smoking chimneys and blue-lit rooftops to a different corner of the city. Inside a nightclub, a singer with curly blonde hair caresses herself, her hourglass figure wrapped in a slinky black dress. In the audience, a gangster in a tuxedo eats plate after plate of oysters. He has crooked, downturned lips like a flounder. On stage, the singer faces us.
I'm gonna love you when you are alone. Sooner is better than later, but lover.
We close in on her bright red lips and seductive blue eyes. A henchman sits down next to the crooked-lipped gangster.
Bad news on the garage lips. They bumped them all off. Our men are getting very nervous.
The henchman gets up as the singer takes his place at the table.
Breathless? That was beautiful, as always.
I'm so happy you liked it. You mind if I leave?
What?
I get sick when you eat.
You didn't used to.
You didn't used to be a Zeppelin.
Your devotion is touching.
Lips! Parade, it's the cops!
Lips, man, unless you're under arrest for owning and operating a gambling establishment.
Yeah, where's your warrant?
Right here, let's go.
You too, Breathless.
I wasn't gambling, I was singing.
Get in the car.
Let up.
DJ, cops!
The flat-headed gangster cocks a pistol.
Hiya, Lips. Hiya, Breathless. Let's go.
The black sedan pulls away from the club Ritz. Lips and Breathless are crammed in the back seat with the leering, freckled flat top. The three fake cops sit in front. A real police officer in a white patrol car notices them passing by, puts his car in gear, and follows them.
Even Chief Brandon says you'd make a wonderful chief of police.
It's a desk job.
What's so bad about a desk job anyway? You think if you sit at the desk, you're playing it safe. But Tracy, if you weren't out in the street every night risking your neck, you could have a wife. I mean, a life.
Nobody's gonna put big boy Caprice behind bars sitting behind a desk.
Tracy, you said you were gonna take a day off tomorrow.
Come on.
He opens the door to a diner.
Tracy, did you say you were gonna...
The door hits Tracy in the nose.
Hey, kid. What's your hurry? Where are you going?
Stop him!
Take it easy.
Hey, stop!
Huh?
He stole my watch!
Hey, kid!
Stop that boy!
Hey, kid!
Stop that boy!
Come here! Did you steal this man's watch?
Tess enters the diner.
Hi, Tess.
The rest of our party should be arriving any minute.
Tracy chases the boy past a huge factory.
Come on, kid! You're making a mistake! It's only a watch! You don't want to get yourself in this kind of trouble!
The boy runs onto a train track.
Hey!
The boy jumps across the path of an oncoming train, his body glaring white in its headlight. Tracy stops and stares. When the train passes by, the boy's body is gone. Later, the red-headed boy, still wearing his smudged gray cap and overcoat, enters a rickety wooden shack in a shantytown. Inside, a husky, gray-haired tramp gobbles a plate of chicken meat.
What'd you get?
Didn't say me no chicken.
He has a split nose, lumpy ears, and a misshapen face covered in coarse white fuzz. The boy lays the watch on the table, then reaches for a piece of chicken.
That's all?
Yeah.
Hey, tough guy. You want to try that on somebody your own size?
The tramp swings a club at Tracy, who ducks, belts him in the stomach, and wallops his face. The kid grabs the pocket watch. Seen from a distance, the shack teeters crazily from side to side as Tracy pummels his opponent.
Maybe we should step outside.
Tracy knocks him through a wall.
Okay, tough guy, now do you want to give the kid a piece of chicken?
The shack collapses.
We got a place for people who beat up kids. This cockroach, your old man?
Go suck an egg.
Now, Flat Top's car rolls down a winding road by a river. A loading door of a warehouse slides open and closed, swallowing the black sedan. Inside, Lips is thrown to the floor. He looks up at a man with a bulbous cleft chin and knobby nose. The man wears a fur-lined bright blue coat and Homburg hat and cracks walnuts with his hands.
Oh, look what you did to your pretty tuxedo.
Big boy, ain't we pals?
No pals in this business, Lips. You taught me that. Sign it.
The deed to the Club Ritz?
That's right. I'm going into show business now.
Lips signs the deed.
You're dirty, Lips. You need a bat.
Not the bat! Not the bat, Big Boy! Not the bat!
Big Boy's men drag Lips away. Breathless steps back. The patrolman's car glides up to the warehouse. At the diner, the red-haired boy grabs a pork chop with his hands and devours it like an animal. Tess and Tracy watch in disbelief.
Hey, you got a name?
Kid.
Kid?
Kid.
What's the name your mother and father gave you?
What mother and father?
Who takes care of you?
Who takes care of you?
This is Moriarty. I'm at the Southside Warehouse. Do you read me?
Repeat, Moriarty. You're at the Southside Warehouse?
Right. I don't know who they are, and I can't see what's going on inside.
A gangster spots the patrolman. Inside, cement pours over Lips, trapped in a crate.
Boy, not the best. Not the best, my friend.
I know, and I'm going to miss you. But all's fair in love and business. Benjamin Franklin.
How is it?
You.
Me?
How do you want it?
Want it?
Around me. If a woman don't wear mink, she don't wear nothing.
He throws away Breathless's fur coat.
Well, I look good both ways.
Mumbles! Wipe it off.
Mumbles, a thin, doddering man with constantly shaking lips, wipes cement off Big Boy's shoe. Lips' crate slams shut and falls through a trap door.
Put the word out! Lips' territory is my territory now. Everyone who worked for him is working for me. Everything he owned, I own. Let's get out of here. Cover that trap door.
Big Boy drags Breathless to his car. At the diner, the kid chows down a piece of pumpkin pie and swigs milk until it drips down his chin. The diner owner watches from the counter, mouth agape. Tess turns to Tracy, who shrugs.
Well, we gotta call the Welfare Society.
Hey, Mike.
Good evening. Mike, the what?
The boy's home.
Mike, you got any ice cream?
The kid makes a break for the door.
Hey, what are you doing?
Mike, what are you doing? Sticking me in the orphanage again.
Hey, come on, sit down, sit down. Very sorry, pal. It's so long. Sit down. Look, kid, if you don't have a home with a mother and a father, you go to the orphanage. It's the law. Hey, Mike, you got any ice cream?
Dick Tracy. Calling Dick Tracy.
Bring the kid some ice cream. Come in, Sam.
Southside Warehouse on the river, Tracy. Something's going on. You better get down here.
He presses a button on his wrist radio.
I'm on my way.
Hey, Tracy, what about the eating machine?
Huh? Oh. Can you watch him or something?
Watch him do what?
Take him to my place. I'll tell Pat to call the orphanage.
As Tess watches Tracy leave, the kid steals the money Tracy left on the table.
You two married?
No. Would you like a broken arm?
His mouth smudged with pie filling, the kid tosses the bill back on the table.
I don't like dames.
Good. Me neither.
The kid slides his glass with a tough look. Tess narrows her eyes and stares him down. Now, at the warehouse, Tracy fishes a single earring out of a crack in the floorboards along with walnut shells.
Walnuts.
Walnuts. Tracy, there is a widow to whom a few words need to be said in bereavement.
Pat, bring in Flat Top and Itchy. Sam, get these fingerprinted.
Flat Top and Itchy, for what?
I want to find Lips Manless fast.
With a handful of walnuts?
Yeah, with a handful of walnuts.
Walnuts?
Nighttime. Sam Ketchum and Pat Patton drag Flat Top and Itchy out of a patrol car. Tracy waits in his office, stirring an open can of chili.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. Where's Lips Manless?
Who's Lips Manless?
Yeah, who's Lips Manless? We get to make one phone call. That's the law.
Yeah?
Yeah. Give me the phone.
Tracy yanks out the cord.
There's the phone. Be my guest. Make a note, Pat.
They waived their right to a phone call.
Right, Tracy.
Hey, copper. Maybe you ought to look before you leap, huh? We got rights.
Take the bad men away. They scare me.
Up, Platt. Out of here. Yeah, well, we got rights too, you know.
Your story, Walt.
Yeah. See around, Tracy, huh?
Come on.
Sam pushes Flat Top out the door.
Yeah, get your mitts off.
Can't do this, Tracy. The DA will say you're badgering witnesses.
Get me Mumbles.
Mumbles sits in an interrogation room in striped boxers and a purple shirt, a spotlight shining right in his face.
Hello, Mumbles. Where is Lips, ma'am?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Where is Lips, ma'am?
Got my gun. Got my yacht.
Yacht.
At the club Ritz, Big Boy directs Breathless in rehearsal.
Stretch it, stretch it!
More, I want more!
Count your blessings.
Count your blessings.
1, 2, 3. I just hate.
Breathless wiggles her hips unenthusiastically.
Show it, move it, touch it! Touch it, I want it! Touch it, grab it!
Big Boy slaps her bare stomach. Outside, under the unlit neon sign for the club, a doorman hangs a billboard. It reads, "Reopening soon." Inside, chorus line girls dance out of single file. The hunchback Big Boy lurks behind them. Big Boy slaps the dancers' backsides and imitates them in a grotesque shimmy. He holds up his hands on either side of his face and wiggles them. Holding a cigar, Big Boy yanks Breathless to the front of the stage. She stands there listlessly.
That's just stocking the store. Give it to me!
Mumbles under the white-hot interrogation lamp. A stenographer in the corner shakes her head.
Mumbles, where's Lips Manless?
Kick it up!
At the club, Big Boy pushes Breathless farther downstage. The piano player watches Big Boy lurch, shuffle, and shove himself into the spotlight with Breathless.
It's wrong! It doesn't work!
It's not good!
Boss.
What?
I'm sorry, these girls are tired.
Yeah, we've been doing it all night. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.? I'm about to turn this dump into the birthplace of a new era in entertainment! You're telling me it's 2 a.m.? Play the piano!
That was a silly thing to do. He's the best piano player in town.
Shut up! Come here.
Breathless steps forward.
Next time I take his fingers and I turn them into pretzels, I just might do the same thing to your face.
Breathless lets a single tear fall from her eyelash.
See? He's playing better already. Let's go. From the top, we come.
In the interrogation room, Tracy fills a glass from a bear-shaped water cooler.
Care for some water? I'm thirsty.
Mumble's pale face bakes under the hot light. His eyes bulge at the water.
Where's Lips Manless? Where's Lips Manless?
Mumble's lips grope for the glass as Tracy waves it around his face, then starts drinking.
Okay, you heard him, Mrs. Green. That's his testimony. Okay, boys, get him out of here.
His what? The stenographer leaves the room with a tangle of paper. A guard leads Mumbles down the hall.
That's coercion, Tracy. Even if you get anything, it's illegal.
Just tell the boys in the lab, fingerprint those walnuts by 8 o'clock in the morning, because I'm going to bring Big Boy in tonight.
You're what?
It's the fifth time!
Yeah, it's a gamble if you can't make it stick. Yeah,
let me tell you what the gamble is. Leaving Big Boy on the street.
Now let's go get him.
Later, Tracy arrives at the Club Ritz with Itchy and Flat Top in tow.
Hello, Big Boy. I brought your garbage.
Tracy.
We meet again, huh?
Where's Lips? This is a private club, copper. You got a membership card?
Do you?
I own it!
Since when?
Today. I made a deal with Lips.
Lips? Where is he?
I don't know. Must have left town or something.
Well, that's a coincidence.
My new girl, Breathless Mahoney. Meet Dick Tracy.
Breathless's earring matches the one Tracy found at the warehouse.
You like walnuts, don't you, big boy?
I love them. A lot of people like walnuts. They're good for the liver.
Yeah, but they're bad for the brain. You're sloppy, big boy. You're under arrest. Get him out of here, boys. We got a nice place for him to sleep where they don't serve walnuts.
Half hour, boss. I'm the opening number, boss.
This ain't a break! Keep rehearsed!
Get the lawyer.
Half hour, boss.
Tell him it's flat foot. He's at it again. He's got no case.
Breathless walks back to her dressing room. Tracy returns alone, peeks at her from behind a red velvet curtain, then follows. The piano player watches him. Tracy enters Breathless's dark, shadowy dressing room.
Hello?
You're breaking and entering, you know.
Sorry.
He starts to leave.
Sit down.
She steps out from behind a dressing screen, wearing high heels and a see-through black nightgown without a bra.
Are you gonna arrest me?
If I were gonna arrest you, I'd have done it by now.
Then what are you up to, honey?
I think Lips Manless is dead. And I want you to tell me who killed him.
Breathless steps closer to him.
Or maybe you weren't on his side. Whose side are you on?
Side I'm always on. Mine.
No grief for Lips?
I'm wearing black underwear.
She sips champagne and flutters her long black lashes at him.
You know, it's legal for me to take you down to the station and sweat it out of you under the lights.
I sweat a lot better in the dark.
Tracy takes a breath and looks down.
I know how you feel. You don't know if you want to hit me or kiss me. I get a lot of that.
Look, you're safe. Big boy's in jail. You're the one that can keep him there. Give me a call.
He puts on his snap-brim yellow fedora, shoots her a hard look, and walks out. The scene dissolves in a shrinking circle, closing on Breathless's lush red lips. Morning. In Tracy's apartment, Tess sleeps in a bright red armchair, a yellow gardening magazine spread across the lap of her deep green dress. Tracy enters, closes the door gently, and scans the yellow-walled apartment. As he opens the door to his bedroom, Tess starts awake.
Oh my gosh, what time is it?
It's 6:30.
I have to get to the greenhouse. I've got those new delphiniums coming in. Pat says he's gonna call the orphanage today. Tracy, you might try watering those.
Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for watching the kid.
Night, Tracy.
Tess.
He grabs her arm.
You know, you're one in a million.
Her bright red hair a mess, she smiles radiantly and kisses Tracy three times. Tess grins slyly and slips out the door.
Oh, Tracy, good night. Oh, by the way, Tracy, have a good sleep.
He smiles to himself, then frowns keenly. Opening the door to his bedroom, he sees the kid fast asleep in his bed. Tracy turns, shrugs, and shakes his head. Later, Tracy strides forcefully into the police station. In his office, two lab assistants watch him shake a bag of walnut shells.
Tried the iodine transfer?
Yes, Tracy.
The silver nitrate?
Twice. Big boy Caprice's fingerprints are not on those walnuts, Tracy.
Well, I had to take the gamble. What is it, Sam?
Tess is waiting. Boys department, Marshall and Bradbury. She says she's not going to go for a drive in the country with that kid if he's wearing the clothes he has on. They stink.
Police brutality, boys. And this is the fifth time. Lucky for me, I don't bruise easily.
Mr. Caprice, do you intend to take legal action against the city for false arrest?
Why should I blame the city for something one man is doing? This Tracy character's unstable. The city should get rid of him.
I mean, if you don't get rid of him first...
Who said that?
One reporter turns around.
Hey, there's Fletcher.
Law without order is as great a danger to the people as order without law. Jefferson.
Now, in the DA's office.
How can I support a maverick police detective who keeps making false arrests of private citizens and throwing them in jail? Tracy, I am district attorney.
Tracy, Tess can't get the kid to take off these smelly clothes.
Chief, I am a candidate for mayor. If you can't control Detective Tracy, you'll just have to take him off duty. Or I'll have to prosecute him and take you off duty.
Fletcher spreads his arms and stands.
Tess is having a terrible time with this kid. What should I do?
Later, the kid runs out of a clothing store in his long johns.
Hey, come here, come here. Hey, come on. You don't have to wear what Tess tells you to wear. Come here. Where are you going? What are you running away from?
I don't need no suit. A suit's for school.
School?
You can't fool me. That means the orphanage.
ain't wearing no suit.
Kid, your clothes don't smell very good, okay? Now, if you don't want to wear a suit, just go back in there and say you don't want to wear a suit. Otherwise, pick the suit you like.
Yeah?
Darting suspicious looks at the store, the kid slowly walks back in. Tracy follows. In a car across the street, Flat Top watches them. Itchy scratches his neck. Now, the kid wrestles with a tailor behind a dressing room curtain.
You told me it's not for me. I can do it myself.
Ow!
Get out of here!
The young man will be out in a moment. I can see him.
All right. When do we eat?
Later, he finishes off an ice cream cup at Tess's greenhouse. Now, in the front seat of Tracy's car.
When do we eat?
Now, at a pool hall.
When do we eat?
Tess rolls him a baseball mixed in with the pool balls. Tracy tosses him a brand new mitt with a bright red ribbon. Later, he chews a hot dog in Tracy's car.
When do we eat?
At Mike's Diner, Tess and Tracy watch the kid tear through a pork chop dinner with corn and mashed potatoes, a sandwich, a chicken drumstick, and a gooey ice cream sundae with a cherry on top.
I can have the moon, but I don't have to have it night and day.
In Tracy's car, the kid falls asleep with a straw in his mouth. Tess takes the soda bottle away.
Live alone and like it, that's the answer for me.
Nighttime. Tracy parks outside Tess's apartment building. The kid snoozes between them.
Nice day.
Yeah.
Tracy just stares at Tess, his mouth open. The kid wears his new bright red suit and cap.
What?
I've been thinking, Tess.
What about?
Well, you live in alone.
You know that? I'm not the lonely type.
Well, that's something we got in common.
Yep, we have that in common.
Well, don't you think that since we have so much in common, it might be a good idea if we just went ahead and...
Yes?
Blinking, Tracy meets her gaze. Tess's curious frown melts into a hint of a smile. Finally, Tracy points at the sleeping kid, gets out, and opens Tess's door. Together, they walk to Tess's front steps. The kid wakes up.
Look, I wasn't thinking about you living alone as much as I was thinking about me living alone.
Hey, Tracy, watch out!
Bullets from a passing car shatter Tess's windows, doorway, and two milk bottles on a sill.
Tracy, wait!
Hey, you all right, kid?
Yeah, I'm okay!
Thanks for the tip.
Who was it, Tracy?
I don't know, kid.
I thought it was Goddard!
They're just trying to scare us. Just trying to scare us.
Jesus, this is incredible! What are we waiting for? Let's get him! Let's get him! Come on, let's go! We can still get him! They took a ride, I saw!
Sorry.
Tess shakes her head.
Tracy, when you play in the street, it's part of the game. I know that. Just don't ask me to like it.
Tess walks to her doorway, giving Tracy a steady, worried look over her shoulder. Tracy frowns. Two uniformed officers run up behind him.
Who was it, Tracy?
I don't know, boys. Do me a favor. Stick around here, will you?
Sure, Tracy.
Tess stops in the doorway and gazes at him, her fine, slender features silhouetted by dim light. Then she bows her head and closes the door. Tracy pauses, then gets into his black sedan. The car executes a slow, graceful turn at the end of the street and rolls away from us, on pavement awash in golden lamplight. Daytime. Tracy examines black and white photos of cars at his desk. He looks up. Breathless, walks down the hallway toward his open door. She wears a black dress with a high vampire collar slit above and below to reveal her cleavage and her bare legs to the thigh. She glances at the kid, asleep on a bench, and strides into the office, a champagne bottle in one hand, a black fur stole in the other.
Thanks for calling. I was beginning to wonder what a girl had to do to get arrested.
Wearing that dress is a step in the right direction.
She pours herself a glass of champagne, then sets it down and circles Tracy's desk. Hands behind her back, she presses her body against his right arm.
Are you gonna make a move, or do I have to do everything?
I'm on duty.
What's your day off?
Sunday.
It's a big world. Must be Sunday somewhere.
Tracy barely moves an inch as she stalks behind him.
Seem hot to you?
Hot?
She crawls onto his desk, reaches for her champagne glass, and arches her backside into the air.
Why'd you call me here?
You know that car?
She sweeps the car photos off the desk, curls up, and faces him.
What I'm looking for is a driver. Preferably one with some mileage.
Yeah?
He drops her missing earring into her champagne glass.
I called you here because I want to know if you're ready to testify.
Breathless, lowers her glass. Closing her eyes, she moves her full red lips to within a hair's width of his. Tracy, rock solid, doesn't move a muscle.
No.
Breathless, pulls back and slides off his desk. She walks around it and stands in front of him, her eyes brimming with tears.
You're right, Tracy. Why would you get mixed up with me? I'm a cheap floozy to you. I'll be lucky if I get through the week alive. They probably followed me here. It isn't easy, Tracy. You want to throw me in jail? Go ahead.
Tracy's head bobs forward as if to speak. Breathless struts down the hall without a backward glance. Bubbles rise from the earring and the champagne as Pat and Sam come out of their offices to watch Breathless.
Watch the kid.
Tracy leaves. At the club, Breathless pulls up in a sleek, curvaceous, light purple roadster. She glimpses Tracy's car in her rearview mirror. With a slight smile, she walks into the club. Tracy leaves his car, runs behind a passing cab, and slips into a building directly across from the Club Ritz. Now, in a boardroom, Big Boy sits at the head of a bright red table full of gangsters. One of them has a puckered face covered with deep-set folds and wrinkles.
I remember all of you from when I was nothing. Pruneface, you tossed a firebomb in my car one night. Gave me a lot of trouble, but I forgive you. Mocha, you put 3 slugs into me, but I lived. I forgive you, too. I owe everybody at this table a little something, but I forgive all of you. Why? Because I put the past in the past. However, a boss who cannot see the future becomes a liability to everyone concerned.
What are you, a fortune teller? What do you mean, the future?
Pruneface looks away.
Pruneface, what I mean is the future is me.
Tracy watches through binoculars.
Pat, Sam, come in. This is Tracy. I followed her to the Club Ritz. It looks like we got every hood in town in one room. Pruneface, Flat Top, Johnny Ram.
Those guys hate each other.
Better get over here fast. I gotta find out why they're together.
All right, let's go.
Baby, you're mine on the platter.
The piano player, his short brown hair swept away from his domed forehead, plays to an empty house. Breathless watches him, then gets up abruptly and walks away.
We got a problem with organization. We're all split up. That's bad business. While we're divided, the cops can keep us under control. But use your imaginations. We form this big company, see? Each of us here at the table are on the board of directors. I'm chairman of the board.
Why you?
A gangster at the foot of the table.
Because I have a vision. A big boss must have a vision. We got a town with thousands of small stores and businesses. People who are working real hard. I think they should be working real hard for us.
Mumbles loiters shiftily
because
in the doorway.
We are for the people. And if you ain't for the people, you can't buy the people. Lincoln. We will become the people's silent partner. Every time some citizen buys a pound of hamburger, we get a nickel. Every time some guy gets a haircut, we get a dime. We'll dress like bankers. Join the Rotary Club. Together, We will own this town.
Why you?
Big Boy stares across the table.
Excuse me.
He motions to Itchy, who slips out.
When do we kill Dick Tracy? As you know, if anything happens to Tracy, I'm the prime suspect. Leave Dick Tracy to me.
I say we kill Tracy now.
You say?
I say.
I say you say nothing. I say, you get behind me, we all profit. You challenge me, we all go down. There was one Napoleon, one Washington, one me.
I'm out.
It only works if we're all in.
The purple-coated gangster stands up.
Then it don't work. I got a good business. I'll take my chances alone.
All of Big Boy's men reach for their guns.
Let him go, let him go. It's still a free country.
With a sneer, Flat Top steps out of the gangster's way.
Maybe you'll have a change of heart.
Outside, Sam and Pat pull up in a patrol car.
Sam, I'm worried about Tracy. What would it take to make you go off your trolley?
Not me, I'm not the type.
Tracy climbs on a fourth-floor ledge.
Tracy, you don't have a search warrant. If you don't get off that ledge, do you have any idea what the DA will do to you?
Yeah, Tracy, this is Pat. Come on down.
Just be ready to get me out of here.
The purple-coated gangster gets into his car.
Who's that, Spaldoni?
I think that's Spaldoni leaving. If any of those bums find you up there, Tracy, the chief will never forgive you. Come on, Tracy, get off that building. If they get you, they got a perfect right to do whatever they want.
The roof and doors of Spaldoni's car blow off in a huge fireball. Flat Top cackles at the window, but doesn't see Tracy cowering on the ledge, inches away.
Very upsetting.
Tracy jumps from the ledge onto a fishhook-shaped lamppost.
Go, Sam, get him!
Sam steps on the gas. Tracy shimmies down the lamppost and leaps onto the patrol car's roof. A man with a smooth, completely blank face watches the patrol car speed away. The eyeless, mouthless, noseless man steps back into the shadows. Morning. Tracy, getting dressed, hands the kid a toothbrush.
Peppermint. Try some.
The kid licks the tooth powder off the brush and grimaces.
You know, Tracy, for a tough guy, you do a lot of pansy things.
Is that right? Who is it?
Mr. Tracy.
Who is it?
I'm Mrs. Scaff. I'm from the welfare department.
The welfare department?
I'm afraid we're going to have to take the little boy to the orphanage.
Well, just give me 1 minute, Mrs. Scaff.
I hope you understand, Mr. Tracy. As a single man, you can't just pick up a child from the streets and take him home.
Mrs. Scaff, let's discuss this.
It's the law.
The kid grabs his clothes, baseball, and Tracy's wallet and climbs out the back window. Tracy opens his door.
Just leave this situation to me. I think you'll...
We don't want no kid copper.
Yeah, we don't want no kid copper. Get dressed.
Itchy and Flat Top point guns at his face. Later, they shove Tracy into a bright red car.
Come on, get in there, officer.
The kid, about to dump Tracy's Silver Star badge into a trash can, spots them. The kid ducks behind a corner as Itchy and Flat Top get in. Sprinting as hard as he can, the kid catches up to the car as it rolls away, jumps onto its back fender, and holds on tight.
Glad you could join us, Tracy. We thought you'd be much more comfortable meeting us here in the basement of your girlfriend's apartment building while she's away at work. You know, Dick, you mind if I call you Dick? My associates here would very much like to see you have a little accident. But I tell them, no. I'll take care of Tracy myself, I tell them. You know why? I want you on my side! And let me tell you what my side is. My side is a lifetime of action and adventure with no clock to punch. It's treating that gal of yours 100%. She should be treated like a princess, protected like a baby.
You gonna put all that money down there?
15,000 claims.
The kid watches from a street-level window as Tracy collects the cash.
It's a deal.
15,000 claims.
Welcome to new waters, Dick! We're gonna run one hell of a ship when you aboard. There's a big world out there, and it's up for sale, all of it. All we gotta do is make sure that the people know I'm the one big enough to run it.
And that you are guilty of attempting to bribe an officer of the law.
He throws the money in Big Boy's face. The kid cheers.
You dumb dick.
Let's
Okay, boys. Do it. You have just said goodbye to oxygen. You silly, stupid cop. You refuse me. I offer you the keys to a kingdom, and you tell me you're an officer of the law. I am the law. Me. Boys, you guarantee me that this is going to look like an accident. Don't disappoint me. So long, sucker.
Itchy turns a furnace up to full power.
Yeah, you're going to have five terrible accidents, Tracy.
He and Flattop tie Tracy to his chair.
Dumb dick.
I didn't think Tracy'd take a bribe.
Ouch! This accident's been waiting to happen all day, Tracy.
You sure you don't want to change your mind?
Huh? Itchy knocks off a valve with a wrench. The huge furnace shudders and shoots out steam. Tracy struggles with the ropes as Itchy and Flattop run outside.
I guess that's the end of Dick.
30 seconds, no more Dick. 30 seconds, no more Dick. 30 seconds, no more Dick.
The kid hops out of a garbage can and knocks on the window.
Hey, Tracy!
Get out of there! Get away from there!
The kid throws his baseball hard at the window. He climbs inside through the broken glass. A pressure gauge on the furnace reads 260 and climbing. The kid finds a shard of glass on the floor and starts cutting through Tracy's ropes.
Tracy, I'll get you!
Bolts pop loose, pipes split, and joints burst, spewing steam. The entire furnace boils and quakes. The kid saws away at Tracy's ropes. Finally, Tracy shakes free of the chair. He and the kid sprint upstairs. On the street, they take a flying leap away from the apartment house as the entire basement explodes. In the rubble, Tracy leans up on his elbow and shakes debris off his yellow hat. He sets it firmly on his head, snaps its brim down, and gives the kid a keen, admiring squint through the smoke.
Jeez, Tracy, that was a lot of dough.
You're all right, kid.
For action in the face of grave danger, the kid, whose name will be filled in when he thinks of one, is awarded this honorary detective certificate with badge.
Congratulations, pal.
The best-looking officer on the force, with or without a name.
But this is just a temporary certificate. Can you pick a name for yourself?
What's the matter with Kid?
Nothing. This means no more jumping on the back of cars. Got it?
Tracy.
When does the certificate become permanent?
I got a badge for you.
He picks a name.
What do you mean?
Look in the top drawer.
The kid's red hair pokes out from under his wide, floppy red cap. Tracy opens his desk drawer and finds his gleaming silver badge with the words Detective Number One. Smiling, Tracy holds out his hand.
Put her there, Detective.
They shake. Nighttime, a shadowy figure in a graveyard.
What's the matter? We're not paying you enough money? Don't tell me about my boys messing up the Tracy rub-out. They were being tested. They flunked. Now they're just flunkies, like you. I don't care if Tracy puts one and one together. Don't matter to me. You're still working for me. You're on my side. You're not out. You're not out. When you are dead, then you are out. You are mine. I own you.
Big Boy marches to his car where Breathless sits listening. Flattop, Itchy, and Influence, his eyebrows protruding like an ape's, brush past the figure who slowly turns to face us. The stern, gray mustache D.A. Fletcher stares at Big Boy, whose blue limousine rolls away from the graveyard. Morning at City Hall.
Tracy, we've got 14 witnesses. They all insist Big Boy spent the entire morning at a dance lesson.
Uh-huh.
I am sorry.
Tracy frowns suspiciously at Fletcher as he walks away.
Be just a second, Tess.
Tracy, examining mugshots at home, goes to his apartment door.
What kind of ice cream did you get?
Fresh peach.
Breathless waits outside.
Better eat it right away. It's starting to run a little.
What are you doing here?
She struts past him, slipping off a black cape with a high leopard skin collar.
What are you doing here?
Underneath a low-cut black dress.
Aren't you gonna frisk me?
Tracy freezes.
You're so good with names. What's the name that you like?
Oh, I don't know. Herbert, Horace, Thomas, Edgar, anything's better than Kit. Hold this.
Well, I like Kit.
Well, if you want that detective certificate to be permanent, you gotta pick a name.
She tosses a baseball expertly into a trash can. The kid stares in amazement. Breathless picks up a photo of Tess.
She's pretty.
She's a lot more than that.
Breathless crosses the apartment to Tracy's bedroom door. He gapes at the back of her dress, a long, seductive triangle of crisscrossing strings over bare flesh.
Look, if I testify against Big Boy, you'll have me bumped off.
You'd have to bump me off first.
Why?
Because I'd be protecting you 24 hours a day.
You would?
Yeah, that's my job.
You always put so much of yourself in your job.
His eyes locked on hers, Tracy steps closer. His shadow falls on her drawn-up blonde curls and perfectly smooth white skin.
You're not gonna know that till you testify.
You're a good man, Tracy. And I wanna do the right thing. Come here.
She grabs his lapels and kisses him full on the lips. Tess arrives with a bag of groceries and two pistachio ice cream cones. She sees them kissing and quickly ducks out.
Hey, what's the hurry? Where's the fire? Throwing a ball in a trash can, is that supposed to be some big deal?
The kid enters, followed by Tess, who cocks her hip expectantly. Tracy's jaw drops wide open.
Tess, this is...
I know who she is. Hello, Miss Mahoney.
You must be Miss Trueheart. Tracy's told me so much about you.
Oh? He doesn't know so awfully much about me.
She shoots Tracy a withering smile. He gets Breathless's cape.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by.
We'll be in touch, Tracy.
Right.
Breathless saunters to the door.
Miss Trueheart.
Tess ignores her and licks her ice cream.
What a cute little boy.
Breathless strokes the kid's chin on her way out. Tess hands Tracy his cone.
I'll bet she does some nifty undercover work.
Well, we're making our move on the Club Ritz tonight.
Tess puts down the groceries in the kitchen and weeps.
Is this pistachio?
No, that's what I call a dame. What was she doing here?
She knows something. I'm trying to get her to testify.
You know what, Tracy? You ought to let me talk to her.
Now, the man with no face.
This is Idiot Keith. I got a deal for you. Meet me at the city car barn in 1 hour. That's right, 1 hour.
We glimpse short brown hair under his fedora. He casts a dark shadow beside a telephone. The scene shifts to a dark warehouse filled with bright yellow and green subway cars. 88 Keys, the piano player, approaches a suitcase and a letter sitting on a solitary red table.
Up here, 88.
The faceless man on a high balcony.
Open the suitcase. You want to know why I called you? 5,000. Your first payment.
For what?
You work for Big Boy now. You want to make a lot of money helping him. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Give that letter to Big Boy. Tell him you found it under your door.
What do I tell him you are?
The faceless man steps into the light.
You don't, because you never saw me. And don't try to find me. I'll call you. Make the deal.
The light behind the faceless man disappears. 88 Keys takes the suitcase and letter and runs.
If you kill Dick Tracy, you will be the prime suspect, and the city will mobilize against you. But for 10% of your business, we guarantee Dick Tracy will not be a problem for you anymore, and you will not be suspected of anything.
88 giggles as he reads the letter to Big Boy.
What can you lose? They don't deliver, you don't pay.
You're a piano player. What do you want to be, a radish? Don't bring me a deal from someone you never saw, you don't know how to get to. Get him out of here. Go ahead. Play the piano.
Breathless stops 88
okay,
at the door.
See, I got this figured out.
Got a match?
He pulls out a lighter.
What was that all about?
My income tax.
Hey!
Before she can touch her cigarette to the flame, 88 is out the door.
Come here.
You want me to follow him?
Where? To the piano?
Big Boy pulls Breathless onto his lap.
That was none of your business. Come here.
He slaps her on both cheeks.
I'm your business.
Okay, numbers. Let's see your numbers.
So then we get the same percentage from the laundries.
At his apartment, Tracy loads his gun.
Where do you think you're going?
Come on, Tracy. Take me with you.
Get back in there and brush your teeth. Go on. And wish me luck tonight.
The kid walks away, crestfallen.
I'll see you later.
Nighttime, outside the club. Tracy, in an unmarked car, speaks into his wrist radio.
Move in and take your positions.
Inside, Breathless sings to a packed house.
Sooner or later, you're gonna be mine.
Stylishly dressed couples play roulette and blackjack. Meanwhile, Sam and another detective climb onto the roof. A red-jacketed waiter leaves the club's main room and ducks into a back alley.
Get my man.
Pruneface stares at Breathless.
To hand it to you, big boy. You got the best bras in town. Top drawer.
Patrol cars surround the club Ritz. Sam and the other detective lower themselves by rope through a skylight and into a top-floor storage room.
Come in, Tracy. Come in, Tracy.
This is Tracy, Sam.
We made it.
The wasted chapter.
Careful, Tracy. The waiters carry guns.
Sam's fellow detective hand drills a hole through the floor of the storage room. At the club's front table, Itchy leers at Breathless.
Come on, Tracy, all set.
Okay, boys, let's go.
Policemen storm out of the patrol cars. The club doorman presses a button. Inside, the entire crowd jumps up. Blackjack tables swivel around, changing instantly to dinner tables for two. A woman flips over her tray of gambling chips and becomes a cigarette seller. The red-jacketed waiter bolts upstairs.
Just sit down. Everything. Relax. It's easy.
Get this thing taken care
of. It's okay. No, everything's all right.
Big Boy returns to his seat. The waiter sneaks into the boardroom upstairs just as the drill bit bites through the ceiling. Tracy bursts into the club.
Okay, Bill, that side of the room. Frank, cover the bar. Hello, big boy.
The gang's all here.
What is it, a class reunion?
This is a private party, mister. Invitation only.
Here's my invitation. Search warrant.
Breathless's eyes lock on Tracy.
No one I've kissed, babe, ever fights me.
Upstairs, the waiter stands on a chair, pulls something through the drill hole, sets it on an overhead lamp, and slips out of the boardroom. Downstairs with a policeman.
No gambling, no nothing, Tracy.
Why? You mean you thought we had gambling?
I wouldn't be caught dead in a place that permitted gambling.
I'll be back, big boy.
Listen, tell me when you're coming. I'll have a big party waiting for you.
Let's go, boys.
Right, Tracy.
Tracy and the police leave. The waiter sneaks out the back door.
I thought she was going to take care of Tracy.
You didn't look around, you know it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Pat Patton takes off his waiter's disguise.
How'd it go?
Clockwork.
Well, let's just hope Big Boy thinks I'm too stupid to look under the top of a table. Pat, I am going to get him. It's just a question of when.
The kid peeks through the rear window as Tracy's car rolls away.
Sooner or later, you're going to be by.
Another night, in the boardroom, Itchy and Flattop dump a pile of money in front of Big Boy in numbers. From the storeroom above, a snub-nosed detective listens through the microphone in the overhead lamp.
132 Broad Street. 132 Broad Street.
132 Broad Street.
Right, bud.
Tracy does a sharp U-turn. On a gambling raid, he picks up a gangster with one hand and socks his jaw with the other.
Dick Tracy is struck tonight and he is struck hard. Right in the heart of the gang.
Tess sits alone in the diner with a glum face. Bug listens in the storage room, then speaks into his wrist radio. Tracy bursts through two sides of beef in a meat locker and breaks up a bribe. Radio announcers blurt the news. Tracy smashes a gambling table in two, trampling chips and money under his feet. With a pack of policemen, he raids a brothel. Big Boy picks up his phone. His eyes bug out in disbelief. Tracy arrests one gangster collecting from a shopkeeper, another in a Chinese laundry. A steady stream of criminals flows into the police station. Big Boy pounds his fists in rage. Bug reports. Tracy speeds away with the kid perched on his back fender.
I'm gonna love you like nothing you've known.
With one punch, Tracy knocks down seven gangsters like bowling pins. He smacks one man into a backflip and crashes another clean through a window.
Sooner is better than later, but lover, I'll hover.
Big Boy gets more bad news and rolls his eyes. Headlines read, Tracy triumphs, bad night for Big Boy. Now Tracy walks toward us, jaw set, hands gripping a Tommy gun. Behind him, we glimpse Tess packing a suitcase, breathless singing, and Mumbles emptying a bag in front of Big Boy. A single bill flutters out. Big Boy shakes Mumbles and slams his hat on the floor.
Tracy! Everywhere I
turn, it's Tracy! It's like he's reading my mind.
In the storage room, Bug sees a cockroach crawling near his pastrami sandwich. Reaching to squash it, he tips over his coffee cup.
So fast? I don't understand. He knows what we're doing before we do it.
You said you had a way of taking care of Tracy. Leave it to me, you said. Well, let me tell you something. I'm taking this bomb out of the headlines. I'm rubbing him out. You kill Tracy, they point the finger at me. This bomb.
He points at Tracy's picture in the paper. Brown drips spatter the photo. Big Boy's eyes widen like saucers. He sees the thin steam of coffee dripping off the end of the lamp. Motioning Pruneface to stay still, Big Boy crawls onto the table and holds his hand under the drip. Bug adjusts his headset over his jumbo-sized ears. Big Boy sees the hole in the ceiling and points upward. His lips flap in distress. Now, at the diner, Tess and Tracy sit at one table. The kid sleeps at another.
Hey, Mike, what'd you put in this chili? Melted rubber?
Sometimes I wonder why I slave over a hot stove for you, Tracy.
Big Boy makes a fake phone call.
Okay, Freddy. Get down to the Southside warehouse. Big payoff.
He looks up at the ceiling, holding back a giggle. Pruneface gives him the okay sign. At the diner, Tess watches Tracy shovel chili into his mouth. A single tear drifts from her right eye.
Tracy, I'm leaving.
Tracy sits back in shock.
I used to be afraid that maybe he'd never take some time and settle down, and now I know it. I knew you'd never want a desk job, Tracy.
Call Dick Tracy. Do you read me, Tracy?
You got Big Boy on the run now, and that's good.
Call Dick Tracy.
Tracy. Good luck.
His lips fumble for words.
Come in, Tracy. This is Bug Bailey. Do you read me?
What is it, Bug?
There's something going on at the Southside warehouse. It sounds big. Really big.
Come on.
Tracy shakes his head and looks at her imploringly.
Tracy, come in.
Go on.
Tracy, are you there? You better get over here, Tracy.
I'm on my way.
Tess's gaze droops, her shoulders slump in a deep breath. Tracy's blue eyes search her face.
I'll be back, Tess.
Outside from a window, we see Tracy's yellow-coated figure leave the table. Wind-blown leaves flutter past the Venetian blinds. Tess sighs and rests her chin on her hand. Later, Tracy's car stops next to the warehouse. Inside, Bug Bailey kneels, bound and gagged, in a box under the chute of a cement mixer. Pruneface and Influence stand nearby. With gun drawn, Tracy slips into the warehouse and hides behind a row of packing crates. Pruneface and Influence keep their backs turned to him. Influence sees Tracy's shadow, taps Pruneface's arm, then pulls a lever on the cement mixer. Goopy gray cement pours over Bug's head. Pruneface and Influence aim their Tommy guns at the outline of Tracy's hat and coat behind the crates. The mobsters look behind the riddled crates to see Tracy's hat and coat on a hanger. Tracy frees Bug and aims his cement-covered gun, which jams.
Reload.
Pruneface moves in for the kill. The faceless man shoots Pruneface twice in the chest. Influence turns and runs. Tracy wipes cement from his eyes and watches the faceless man disappear.
All right, that's enough. I want them dead, both of them. I want this No-Face dead, and I want Tracy dead. What's the matter? You bums forgot how to kill people? Doesn't your work mean anything to you anymore? Have you no sense of pride in what you do? No sense of duty? No sense of destiny? I'm looking for generals! What do I got? Foot soldiers! I want Dick Tracy dead!
Big Boy upends a dinner table.
Don't get me wrong, Tracy. If you say there was a man with no face, I'll bet the mortgage there was. But who's he working for?
Yeah, who's he working for?
I don't know, boys, but I didn't dream him up. Would you get my suit cleaned? We need a witness who'll testify.
A man with no face.
A man with no face.
88 in Big Boy's car.
Big Boy, what can you lose? I don't know, Big Boy. It seems they want to get rid of the Tracy problem as much as you, and it only costs you 10%. What can you lose?
Okay, piano player. You got a deal.
Chief Brandon and the kid at the diner.
Mike, give the kid a donut.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Which one?
Which test? Nope. Out of town. Okay. Huh. Ask me, and the boys will take care of the kids here.
Jelly.
They take him to the orphanage.
There's no jelly in that donut.
Okay. Test went out of town.
Sorry, Tracy, I thought you knew. Want me to take the kid back to the precinct?
No, Chief, thanks a lot for filling in.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
The kid slides onto the seat next to Tracy.
Tracy, want a donut?
Yeah, thanks. Mike, have a coffee, will you?
Coffee.
One for me, too.
Tracy shoots a half smile at the kid, then looks down. Later, they walk down a dark sidewalk, hands in pockets. Morning, a weeping Tess drives down a country road. At her mother's house, she slumps on a bed. Her mother sits next to her and puts her arm around Tess's shoulders. Tracy shuffles papers on his desk, unable to concentrate.
As a friend, nothing more. So she closes the door.
Breathless joins 88 at the club piano.
Well, if she does, those are the dues.
Once the words are spoken, something may be broken. Still you love her, what can you lose?
The kid sleeps on a bench at the station. Tracy, Pat, and Sam leave on a raid. A headline reads, Tracy closes in on Big Boy. Alone, his head bowed, Tracy stirs a can of chili.
Leave it alone.
Hold it all in.
88 gazes soulfully at Breathless. At her mother's house, Tess grips a phone. Tracy watches the phone in his office, tapping his fingers together anxiously. A flashing headline, DA won't prosecute Big Boy.
There's too much.
Nighttime. Breathless meets Tracy on an abandoned pier.
Cheer up, Tracy. I'm the one in danger. I shouldn't be talking to a cop.
You know what I want.
I want to hear you say it.
Well, I don't want you to be hurt.
Don't tell me what you don't want. Tell me what you do want.
A smile crosses her full red lips.
You want me.
You're right, I do want you. In court, where you can tell the truth.
You're lying. You want me the same way that I want you. You want me to take a risk? I want you to take a risk.
I told you I'd protect you if you testified.
Protect me?
It's my job.
I don't know about your job. I only know what I feel. If you can't tell me how you feel, Tracy, then I can't trust you.
Wait a minute. What do you want me to admit? That I think about you? Okay, I admit it. Testify.
You want my testimony? Tell me you want me. If you do that, I'll do anything you say. How bad do you want, Big Boy? It's up to you. Tell me you want me. Tell me you want it all. But tell me now.
If I say that, I'm gonna hurt somebody I don't wanna hurt.
Breathless tries to tear herself away. Tracy grabs her arm and gazes into her eyes, welling up with tears.
You trust her.
love her.
With a pained frown, Tracy watches breathless run to her car. She looks over the shoulder of her full mink coat, then gets in. He turns to face the looming shadows of passenger ships and the flickering lights on the waters of the harbor.
You could be president of the United States and he'd call it a desk job. Dick Tracy's awfully tough on himself. He's torn, Tess. He's torn between love and duty. If you get too close to a man like that, you probably won't be treated much better than he treats himself. It takes a lot of understanding to love a man like that.
What did you say, Mother?
I said it takes a lot of understanding to love a man like that.
Mrs. Trueheart removes two pans of muffins from her oven. Tess sits pondering at a nearby table, then stands up.
He'll never take a desk job.
Daytime. A frustrated Tracy slams a sketch of the faceless man on his desk.
Yeah?
Sit down, will you?
Sam, Mrs. Trueheart said Tess left there a long time ago. Has somebody checked out Route 3 for accidents?
Right, Tracy.
We gotta talk about this orphanage business.
What?
Tracy, did you get the sketch?
Yes, I got the sketch. I got both sketches. They're both the same sketch.
Forget the sketch. Check Route 3 for accidents.
We're working on it, Tracy.
Don't work on it. Do it.
Right.
But
I sure hope she comes back to him. I've never seen him like this.
The welfare office called again.
I'm not supposed to keep you out of the orphanage.
The kid presses his lips in a grim pout. Now, in Tracy's apartment, light from a suddenly opened door shines on Tess's picture. A gloved hand opens a desk drawer and removes a grocery list in Tess's handwriting. In another drawer, the hand finds a bank book and a check signed by Dick Tracy. Our view draws back. The faceless man stuffs the check in his pocket, hesitates at the doorway, then leaves the apartment and closes the door. Later, on a phone.
Yes, and then send the letter to District Attorney Fletcher.
Can you do it?
Oh, I can do anyone's handwriting.
All right, Tracy's handwriting, write this. District Attorney Fletcher, I have evidence that will destroy you. Bring $10,000 to room 429 Midway Hotel.
Bring $10,000 to room 429 Midway Hotel.
88 leans over the elderly forger's shoulder. Later, Fletcher receives the letter with a wide-eyed, shifty look and removes a cigarette holder from his mouth. Nighttime. Tess parks her bright red sedan next to a greenhouse. She unlocks the door and goes inside. The whole greenhouse lights up in a warm golden glow. A man's silhouette watches from the shadows. Inside, Tess jots notes on a clipboard. Our view circles her, stalking behind a row of shadowy plants. The faceless man clamps a gloved hand over her mouth and flicks a switchblade in front of her face.
If you want to stay alive, you'll do what Big Boy says.
That's not it. That's not it. Does Patty O'Brien know she's missing?
Yeah.
Was he the one?
It's not him.
That's not it. That's not it. That's what's that?
You.
Open it.
Pat, what about that guy from up north? Do you hear anything about him? What's his name? Louis.
Oh, yeah, Louis the Louse.
Yeah.
The kid stares at Tracy.
I can't do it, kid. It's a law.
Sam opens a flower box.
This is cold.
Hey, who's on the coffee out there? Rip Van Winkle? You can't even get a decent cup of...
The note with the flowers reads, Dear Dick, we really should talk this out. Please come over to the greenhouse.
Tess wants to talk. Watch the kid, boys.
Tracy,
you got lilies. You want me to put them in some water? Tracy!
Tracy grabs his canary yellow hat and coat and strides out of the police station. A severe-faced woman marches past him and gives the station a cold glare. Later, Tracy parks behind Tess's car at the greenhouse. At the station, the kid turns and spots the severe-faced woman.
I'm here to pick up a child, case 38196. I don't want to wait. I want the child now.
You're from the orphanage, ma'am?
The woman's eyes fall on the kid as he turns back around. At the greenhouse, Tracy strolls down an aisle, then stops to sniff a batch of yellow tulips.
Tess, where are you?
Tracy turns a faucet on and off, then notices a fresh blueberry muffin sitting next to a radio. He splits it in his hands. Nearby, a pipe emits a steady stream of clear gas from a pot of wilting pink orchids. From Tracy's viewpoint, we see the muffin blurring woozily out of focus.
Tess?
Several more pipes spray out the gas. Tracy stumbles to his knees.
Tess! Tess?
Relax, Tracy. Just smell the flowers and go to sleep. It won't kill you. It won't even hurt you. But your big career is over.
The lights in the greenhouse go out. Tracy topples to the floor. The shadow of the faceless man looms on a wall. At the orphanage, the kid sits alone at the end of a table filled with boys in blue uniforms. He spits a mouthful of porridge back into his bowl. Now, a figure wearing a yellow coat and fedora hat bursts into a hotel.
Hey! Close the darn door.
The figure runs straight upstairs, down a corridor, and opens a room. D.A. Fletcher waits inside.
Tracy, you're late. Wait a minute. Who are you?
The faceless man shoots Fletcher twice in the chest with a silenced gun. 88 carries Tracy's limp body into the room. Downstairs, the elderly hotel clerk glances upward and shakes his head. The faceless man sets Tracy's body, now wearing the yellow hat and coat, in a chair. He puts the murder weapon in Tracy's hand and tucks an envelope in Fletcher's pocket. 88 holds open a small notebook, ready to read from it.
No?
No.
88 opens the door.
You can't blackmail me, Dick Tracy! Nobody does that to me! Nobody blackmails me! You put that gun away! Who you think you're dealing with, huh? If I go to jail, you go to jail! I don't have to pay you! I don't have to give you a dime! I don't have to give you a nickel, Dick Tracy! You're nothing but a punk!
The hotel
Tracy,
clerk goes to the switchboard.
Honeys, better send someone over here right away. The Midway Hotel.
Upstairs, 88 closes the door and climbs out the window.
Out.
Four policemen race toward the hotel. The faceless man waves a bottle of ammonia under Tracy's nose, then joins 88 on the fire escape and disappears. Tracy wakes up with a start, gapes at the gun in his hand, and at the body of D.A. Fletcher. The hotel clerk enters. Tracy points the gun at him reflexively, then stops, his eyes bulging in shock.
Yes, there's bad news tonight. It's worse than bad. It's heartbreaking.
Dick Tracy is in disgrace tonight. Charges of blackmail and murder fill the hushed air. And
later, Big Boy reads a headline. Dick Tracy arrested.
This is beautiful. I want to hang this on my wall. I got to hand it to you. 88! Your people did it. They got Tracy out of the way. Keep him out of the way. Boys! We're back in business. Maybe I'll run for mayor myself.
Breathless turns toward the window with a melancholy expression. Now a montage of fast-moving scenes. Dice rolling on a craps table. Cash being changed to chips. A spinning roulette wheel. A gangster pulls a switchblade on an elderly shoe repairman. A shop owner crashes through a window. Tracy lies on a prison bed, staring up at us. The scene spins and fades as the crimes continue.
Bye bye, blue, so long adversity. Happiness, hello, hello.
Itchy tosses a man down a staircase. A mobster shoots a policeman who topples a fruit cart. Mumbles dumps a suitcase full of cash in front of Big Boy. Breathless and the showgirls shimmy. A gangster clubs a policeman over the head. The freckled flat top cackles with glee. Big Boy does a grotesque hunchback dance on a tabletop. Numbers throws fistfuls of bills into the air. Diamonds glitter on the showgirl's hands. Laughing and jeering, Flattop and Itchy spray a room with machine gun fire. A body is dumped on a dark street by a passing car. Tracy's wrist radio lies alone on his empty desk. A car explodes. Through the broiling flames, we see Big Boy at his desk, babbling constantly as he rakes in armfuls of cash. Now, the kid and Chief Brandon outside the station.
Tracy didn't do it, Chief. I know he didn't do it.
Well, you did the right thing to call me, kid. Tracy's in real bad shape about Tess. She's still missing, and we haven't a clue. It looks like a kidnapping, but nobody's asked for a ransom.
Tracy's the only one who can find her.
Judge said no bail.
He didn't do it, Chief. He didn't do it.
Now in jail.
Why would somebody kidnap Tess and not even ask for a ransom? If I could just get back on that street.
I'll leave the two of you alone for a minute. It'll be any time now. The state police will come in to transfer you from the city jail to the county jail in a little while.
The kid looks glumly at Tracy.
How's the food?
Good. How's the food at the orphanage?
It's good.
Outside, Sam and Pat in the car.
It'll be any time now.
All right, Chief.
What a New Year's Eve, huh?
I got my permanent certificate.
But I thought you had to pick a name.
I did.
In his red coat and cap, the kid unrolls the certificate. In the space for the name, the words Dick Tracy Jr. are written in fancy lettering. Blinking and smiling, Tracy takes the certificate.
If it's all right with you.
Tracy raises his eyebrows and studies the document. With his head bowed, he blinks, bites his lower lip, and swallows hard. The kid gazes at him steadily.
It's all right with me.
He hands over the certificate and fights back a trace of tears.
Yeah.
Now, in the dark storeroom at the club.
Tess, I hope you like being alone with me. Happy New Year.
Tess sits bound, gagged, and blindfolded. Now, a handcuffed Tracy is led into Sam and Pat's car.
Sorry, Tracy.
Happy New Year, Tracy.
What are you two doing here?
It's a long trip to county jail. I'd say it would take at least 8 hours to get there.
All right, boys. Call headquarters, get him to send a car to 38th and Central, and tell him there's something I want him to bring.
The patrol car does a rubber-burning U-turn. Later, Tracy bursts into a hotel room.
Hello, Mumbles. Who set me up, huh?
Talk! Talk, you cockroach!
Okay, Pat.
Pat brings in the station's bear-shaped water cooler. Tracy pops off its head, revealing a wire recorder.
Care for some water, Mumbles?
This is Brandon speaking. Who's calling?
Do you want to put Big Boy in jail?
Yes?
He's kidnapped us, Stuart. Go to 38th and Grand.
Now, wait a minute.
Who is this?
Wait for a call.
Hello?
38th and Grand. There's the Club Ritz. Joe!
Yes, sir.
Get my car. Keep an eye on the kid till I get back.
Right, Chief.
Back to Mumble's room.
You don't want to tell me who set me up, huh? You want Big Boy to hear that?
Tracy pinches the spooled wire in the recorder, slowing down its speed.
What do you think, Mumbles?
Mumbles claps his hands together as if praying for mercy.
Okay, so let's take this and plan for Big Boy.
Wait. 88 Keys, the piano man, set you up. Big Boy paid him to get you out of the way.
Why would somebody kidnap Tess and not even ask for a ransom?
In the patrol car.
So what do we do? Grab 88 Keys or go straight for Big Boy?
Yeah, Tracy, what do? Grab 88 Keys or go straight for Big Boy?
The enemy of my enemy, my friend? Or the enemy of my friend, my enemy?
What?
Or the enemy of my enemy, my enemy?
What did he say?
The enemy of my enemy is my enemy.
He said the enemy of his enemy is his enemy.
Oh.
Now, at the club's New Year's party, Influence hands Big Boy a phone.
Capri speaking. Who is this?
How long since you took a look in your attic, Big Boy?
Who is this?
Big Boy hangs up and turns to Flat Top.
Better take a look around upstairs. Something's fishy.
Okay, Sam. You take the front. We're going to the roof.
Tracy, why are we going to the roof?
I don't know. Seems like a good place to hide.
The faceless man on a phone.
Can you get through to Chief Brandon?
Big boy, I think you ought to come at me quick.
Big boy takes off his party hat and follows Flat Top. Tracy and Pat climb a fire escape ladder.
Tracy, why are we going to the roof?
In a patrol car pulling up to the club, the driver hands a radio microphone to the chief.
This is Chief Brandon.
The kid peeks in the rear window, then hops off the car. Tracy and Pat run across the roof. In the club, Numbers, the accountant, checks his watch nervously. A blonde woman sidles up to him with a gum-chewing grin. Meanwhile, Flat Top spins the combination to the storeroom door. On the roof, Tracy does a double take at the skylight. His eyes bug out at Tess's figure in the dark storeroom below.
Jumping, Jiminy, Tracy, that's Tess!
Break that lock.
Okay, Tracy, okay, let me just...
Flat Top and Big Boy burst into the storeroom.
What's she doing here?
The rope buds, Tracy.
What is this?
It's Tracy's day.
What's she doing here? How's she doing here?
Tracy!
Flat Top fires at the skylight.
Get out of here!
Don't shoot.
A frame! It's a frame up! Somebody's gonna make it look like we kidnapped them! The federal offense! Come on!
Tracy jumps through the skylight.
Okay, Tracy!
That's kidnapping, Big Boy! It's a federal offense!
Flat Top drags Tess out.
Things are not always what they seem. You're gonna pay for this.
Easy.
Hey, anybody shoots, I shoot you, sweet pea. Come on!
Tracy is locked in.
Tracy, what's going on? Did you hurt yourself?
I gotta figure a way out of here, Pat.
Tracy, are you okay?
Breathless on stage.
Got my diamonds, got my yacht, got a guy I adore. I'm so happy with what I got. I want more.
Way out of this place.
You can't find a trap door or a panel that moves or something?
I'm looking, Pat. The ceiling must be 20 feet high.
Outside, black and white police cars block the street on both sides of the club. Inside, 88 scans the audience nervously. Breathless slinks on stage in a skin-tight silver dress.
What are you doing down there? Tracy, what are you doing down there?
Tracy rips the legs off a table. Big Boy shoves Tess into the boardroom filled with his cronies.
Boss, why are we surrounded by cops?
Cops?
A billion of them.
This is it! Find the records! Lock all the doors!
This is your fault. They're forced to be to use you as a hostage.
Break out the guns!
Please, boss. Tracy's girl?
Someone set us up. They're gonna get us on a kidnapping run.
Give me a
time. All of us! We gotta get out of here!
Get out of my way! Get out of my way!
I like Tracy. I had a meeting with him once, did I tell you?
Come on, Anthony.
Let me tell you. I may just put a bullet through your head.
Let's go!
What do you weigh, Pat?
I don't know, about 195, 196, something like that.
How much?
210.
Tracy does a quick calculation with a pencil and notepad. On stage, showgirls in matching outfits surround Breathless as she swings her hips from side to side. Outside, Sam, with a Tommy gun, reports to Chief Brandon in his car.
The only way to get into this joint, Chief... bust our way in.
Jump.
What?
Jump.
Jump?
Flat Top and Big Boy hustle Tess through the club.
You don't say nothing to nobody.
You may think they got us surrounded, but I'm getting out of this. Watch it. Move it, woman!
88 watches the threesome forcing their way through the crowd.
Come on, just jump.
Pat jumps onto the seesaw catapult Tracy has made from the table. It shoots Tracy through the glass of a second skylight and back onto the roof.
Them coppers are never going to take me alive. We're making a break for it.
Tracy looks down from the roof. The chief stands in front of the club with a megaphone.
What is fun? One at two.
Showgirls fan out behind Breathless. Big Boy's armed gangsters pile into cars in the club's garage. Big Boy pulls Tess into his bright blue limo.
Let's go! In the car. Now, listen, you guys. When I hit my horn, that's the signal to go.
Okay, Big Boy. Let's give it to him, boy.
You gotta tell them everything. They crave leadership.
You're under arrest.
Chief.
If you...
Look at him. What's he doing up there?
Tracy.
Above them, Tracy leaps from rooftop to rooftop, then slides down a fire escape, his heels gliding like wheels on a greased track. In the garage, Big Boy's thugs start their engines. On stage, Breathless shifts her weight seductively, thrusting her bosom, then her backside toward the audience. Tracy rides a downward telescoping ladder to the street.
He does have Tess, but he won't bring her out of there. We gotta go in.
Go in.
Give me that tongue again, Sam.
Flattop, Itchy, Influence, and the others load their pistols and machine guns.
Okay, get your arm.
You bring your...
A red sedan with Influence at the wheel bursts through the garage door. The police open fire. In the club, Breathless keeps performing as her audience hits the floor.
Something's better than nothing. Yes!
Bullets blaze from Tracy's Tommy gun. Influence takes a slug in the stomach. The red car heads for a telephone pole. Itchy throws up his hands as the car knocks over a fire hydrant. The police continue firing at it as the kid ducks into an alley. A lime green car comes next. Police bullets riddle its side like a sieve. Tracy flattens its tire. The car turns on its side, crashes, and explodes.
This may get messy. You make the wrong move inside here, I blow your head off.
Big boy!
Big boy and Tess run back inside. Next, Tracy and the police perforate a black sedan. In the back seat, Flattop roars as his Tommy gun spews bullets. Honeycombed with holes, the black car stops. Itchy opens fire from the crashed red car. Tracy walks steadily toward him, blasting him and the car with a patchwork of bullets. Flattop jumps out of his car, spraying bullets wildly. He hits a car behind Tracy, which explodes. Tracy's return fire rips him apart.
I wonder why I try to improve things. Nobody seems to care.
In the club, Breathless sees Big Boy shove Tess into a wine cellar.
Pain can be valuable, Mr. Hart. We learn from pain. We learn, but don't make me push you!
A tiny room behind a fake wall.
This is awkward. This is so awkward.
Outside, the gangsters' cars burn.
Let's go, men. Big Boy's inside. He's got Tess with him. I knew he wouldn't have the guts to come out.
Right, Tracy. They say I kidnapped you. I didn't kidnap you, but I'm kidnapping you now. Oh, there's life in every heart. So many questions, so few answers. What a way to usher in the new year.
He lines on top of Tess as they ride a rail cart down an underground tunnel. In the club, Breathless points to her left.
He took her through there, the wine room.
Tracy's eyes shift suspiciously. He walks in the opposite direction.
Tracy. You don't trust me.
He freezes, eyes darting under his hat brim, then follows her directions.
Tracy?
Her trembling lips start to say something, then close.
Good luck.
Her eyes brim with tears. Tracy shoots her a final look.
Thanks.
He breaks into the wine cellar, pistol first. Crossing the small room, he yanks at the fake wall with its racks of disturbed bottles, then freezes. Tracy whirls around.
It's very stupid of you to have been lured into the scheme. A big mistake.
Tess and Big Boy continue rolling down the tunnel. Tracy dashes out of the club Ritz.
It's not so much that I have to hurt someone. It's just, don't make me do it!
Tracy sprints down the streets above them, a yellow-coated streak in the darkness. Big Boy reaches the end of the tunnel.
You louse!
Believe me, this is not the way I wanted it to be.
He tilts Tess backward in his arms as if to kiss her, then lugs her away. Tracy reaches the end of the street, which overlooks the city's wide, dark river. He spots the tiny figures of Tess and Big Boy on the riverbank far below. Big Boy drags Tess toward a red-lit bridge with two stone control towers on either side of its arching center. Tracy hops over a wall and scrambles down the embankment as Big Boy and Tess reach the bridge.
There it is! The city! They'll never find me! Can you hear its beat? Oh, the rhythm! Happy New Year, city!
The drawbridge splits in the middle. Each side rises to admit an ocean liner passing underneath. Big Boy runs up the left side.
Jump! We can make it! No! Don't jump!
We can't make it.
A 3-yard gap stretches between the two sides of the raised bridge. Big Boy drags Tess back and forth indecisively. Red and green fireworks bloom in the night sky.
You'll pay for this. You're gonna pay for this.
Arms and legs pumping, Tracy bolts toward the bridge in a straight line. Big Boy yanks Tess toward one of the control towers and slings her inside. In the tower's dark interior, massive wheel-shaped gears 30 feet wide crank and grind. They bristle with tooth-like, blunt, triangular cogs. Big Boy threatens Tess with his gun, then tosses a bright red can onto one of the gears.
Don't move! Not if you want to stay alive! A woman! A woman! A woman! I've been humiliated by a woman!
He ties Tess up.
The way I see it, Plato agrees with me.
is that there is what is, and then there is what we would like it to be. Well, that's not important. What's important is the future. It's planning ahead. A man without a plan is not a man. Nietzsche, wait a minute. Wait. I'm having a thought. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm gonna have a thought. It's coming.
He stares into space, lips twittering like a gerbil's.
It's gone.
Tracy runs onto the bridge. Big Boy ties Tess down on one of the slow-turning gears.
Rise above the tide. Take that journey into that faraway land, a land that just waits. It waits by the track where the train of destiny must run into the future, breaking the shackles of the past. Forget them, Tess. Forget them. Our limitations are our shackles. Put them behind you forever. Put them behind you forever, Tess. Can't you see I love you?
Tess drops her head back in disbelief.
Wait, what's that?
Tracy enters. Big Boy aims at his silhouette.
Heads up, copper! We gotta talk! I did not kidnap this woman! Drop that gun! Or my next bullet's got her name on it!
Don't do it, Dick!
Gun! Tracy!
Tracy's gun goes off as it falls.
What's that? Tracy!
Tracy ducks and scurries into the shadows.
Tracy! Tracy! Where are you? Where'd you go? What are you playing, hide and seek? You're hiding from me? That's not fair. Nowhere to be, Dick. Come out, Tracy. These gears are turning. You want this dumb dame's head to be smashed like a walnut? Tracy, I did not kidnap this girl. Somebody's trying to frame me.
Tracy circles him behind the shifting gears.
Just let me see her. I just want to see your face. I just want to talk some sense. I just want to take your head and I want to crack it like an egg! No, I didn't mean that. No, Tracy, listen.
On the same gear as Tess, the red can is crushed.
Tracy, hear that? What's happening to that can is going to be happening to our head in a few seconds. There's not going to be any more beautiful hair to fondle. Huh? No ears to nuzzle. You're going to have chopped sweetheart, Tracy.
Tracy picks up a wrench.
See those gears? Those gears are like a clock. Every notch. Tick tock.
Tracy throws the wrench behind Big Boy, who wheels around. Tracy leaps on his hunched back. He wraps Big Boy in a headlock with his left arm and shakes the gun free in front of Tess's wide-eyed face. Turning Big Boy around, Tracy batters him with a huge roundhouse right. The punch flattens Big Boy against a wall. Tracy turns to untie Tess.
Tracy!
Big Boy clubs him with a heavy pipe. Tracy ducks, knocks the pipe away, and drives Big Boy backward with a brutal flurry of punches to the head and chest. Big Boy topples backward, stiff as a board. As Tracy runs to untie Tess, Big Boy grabs the pipe and struggles to his feet. Tracy whirls around.
Grab it, Big Boy. Get your hands up, Tracy. Don't move, either one of you.
The faceless man aims his gun.
I outsmarted you, Big Boy. I knew you'd panic. I brought you down with kidnapping. The only crime you didn't commit.
Whoever you are, I know we can make a deal.
A deal? I'm making my deal with Tracy. Tracy, with Big Boy out of the way, we can own this town. Pick up that pipe and kill him.
Tracy hesitates. The gear creeps toward Tess's head. The kid watches from behind a barrel. Big Boy's eyes dart to the gun at his feet. Tracy lowers his arms.
Pick up that pipe.
He walks steadily toward the faceless man.
Tracy, no!
The faceless man slowly drops his gun, then points it at Tracy's chest. The kid tackles his knees from behind.
Drop his gun!
In a flash, Big Boy picks up his gun. The faceless man falls. Tracy tackles Big Boy over a railing. Big Boy's body free falls into deep darkness and disappears.
Don't move your head, Tess. I got it. It's okay. Don't turn your head.
Tracy unties Tess. She sits up, gives him a sly, narrow-eyed smile, and hugs him. Tracy closes his eyes in relief.
Hey, Tracy, look.
Lying on his back a few yards away, the faceless man tries to raise his hands. His legs twitch. The kid helps Tess climb off the rotating gear. Tracy walks slowly across the metal grating floor and kneels at the faceless man's side. The kid and Tess join him.
Still alive?
Tracy reaches for the blank rubber mask with its tiny eye slots and pulls it off. Breathless's waxy face lies underneath.
Will you look at that?
Tess draws in a deep breath.
Tess? Call an ambulance?
The kid goes with her. Breathless's eyes stay locked on Tracy's face.
I'll call Tess. I'll go get it.
Gently, Tracy reaches behind Breathless's mass of blonde curls and pulls her up, her face close to his.
Pulled the trigger.
It was a good plan, Breathless. You almost pulled it off. The city would have been yours.
Yeah, you were my only mistake. Tell me the truth. Could it ever have happened between us?
Tracy stares down at her, his face immobilized in a searching frown. Breathless almost smiles. She blinks her long black lashes, then reaches out and cups his face with her gloved hand. Trembling, she pulls him closer, shuts her eyes, and tenderly kisses his lips. Her head sags backward and goes still. Tracy lowers her limp form back onto the grating, gazes at her, and lets out a long, deep breath. From a distance, we watch him push himself up from his knees amid the huge, shadowy, spinning gears. Tracy stands over Breathless's body, his yellow coat forming a straight, upright line above Breathless's black figure. Outside, Tess waits on a section of the bridge, lit bright yellow. She leans over a stone railing and gazes at the sparkling ocean liner gliding through the dark water. Tracy emerges from the control tower. Tess turns to face him, the city skyline a backdrop for her fair, unsure, and tear-stained face. Tracy steps toward her. Tess smiles, the wind tossing her deep red hair. She runs into Tracy's arms. From a high, distant vantage point, we watch them embrace. Fireworks erupt in the sky above them in blue, yellow, and violet blossoms. Daytime. Tracy, Tess, and the kid at Mike's Diner.
That's how we got him to confess to Breathless Gil Fletcher. He was her piano player.
Not bad.
Mike drops off their meals.
You know, you're probably much too smart to need this, but I think I'm going to give it to you anyway.
With bugged out eyes, the kid unwraps his very own two-way wrist radio.
Tracy, this...
Wow.
Tastes different, Mike. What'd you do, wash the bowl?
Oh, don't listen to him, Mike. It's just grand.
Except for the guy she goes out with. This lady's got real taste.
Yes?
What?
I've been thinking.
What about?
Well, you living alone.
Well, I like living alone.
Tracy spoons up his chili.
Uh-huh.
We have that in common, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't we?
Well, I just think... when two people have so much in common, they ought to do something about it.
Tess covers her growing smile with a puzzled frown. Tracy's lips waffle and fumble for words.
Well...
uh-oh.
Shut up, kid. And...
he swallows tightly, then looks to Mike for help. The diner owner spreads his arm toward Tess with a mildly irritated frown.
Don't...
yes?
Don't you think we'd be happier if we just...
what?
The kid starts to smile. Tracy cocks his head to one side, then the other.
What do you think?
Dick Tracy, are you asking...
calling Dick Tracy. Pat to Dick Tracy. Robbery in progress, Tracy. Metropolitan Bank.
God dang it, dog! Come on!
Tracy stares at Tess.
Come on, Tracy, let's go! Come on! Come on,
well,
Tracy.
What are you waiting for, a nice, safe desk?
Tracy jerks up his left index finger as if in discovery. He leaps up, grabs his coat and hat, then pauses.
Tess?
He pulls out a ruby-red jewelry box and tosses it. Tess catches with both hands.
You're one in a million.
He runs for the door. Tess opens the box, picks out a diamond ring, and slips it on her left ring finger. She grins at Tracy with bright green eyes. He smiles back weakly.
This is amazing, Tracy. What are you waiting for? Come on, let's go.
Tracy runs out to his car.
Come on, Metropolitan Bank. Come on, step on it. You know something, Tracy? I kind of like that day.
From a distance, we watch Tracy's black sedan pull away from the curb in front of the red diner. An elevated train rolls across a bridge above the street. Tracy's car speeds under it and disappears down the long, straight ribbon of roads. The pavement reaches all the way to the horizon, lit bright gold by the setting sun. Two words appear in bold, yellow, slightly uneven letters. The end. Now, closing credits roll on a black screen. Music by Danny Elfman. Original songs by Stephen Sondheim. Casting by Jackie Birch. Costume designer Milena Cannonero. Co-producer John Landau. Editor Richard Marks. Production designer Richard Silbert. Cinematography by Vittorio Storaro. Executive producers Barry M. Osborne, Art Linson, and Floyd Muttrix. Based on characters created by Chester Gould for the Dick Tracy comic strip. Distributed by Tribune Media Services Incorporated, written by Jim Cash and Jack Epps Jr. This film has been described for visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, a service of the WGBH Educational Foundation. Descriptions read by Madge Kaplan. Visual effects produced by Michael Lloyd and Harrison Ellenshaw. Unit production manager John Landau. First assistant director Jim Van Wyck. Second assistant director Princess McLean. Special character makeup by John Caglione Jr. and Doug Drexler. Musical numbers staged by Jeffrey Hornaday. Associate producer Jim Van Wyck. Production supervisor Rodney M. Lieber. Art director Harold Michelson. Set director Rick Simpson. Supervising sound editor Dennis Drummond. Music editor Bob Badami. Cast in order of appearance. Warren Beatty as Dick Tracy. Charlie Korsmo as The Kid. Michael Donovan O'Donnell as McGillicuddy. Jim Wilkie as Stooge. Stig Eldred as Shoulders. Neil Summers as The Rodent. Chuck Hicks as The Brow. Lawrence Stephen Myers as Littleface, William Forsythe as Flattop, Ed O. Ross as Itchy, Glenn Headley as Tess Trueheart, Marva Lee Carriaga as Soprano, Michael Gallup as Baritone, Seymour Cassell as Sam Ketchum, James Keane as Pat Patton, Charles Durning as Chief Brandon, Alan Garfield, John Shook, and Charles Fleischer as Reporters, Madonna as Breathless Mahoney, Mandy Patinkin as 88 Keys, Paul Sorvino as Lips Manless, Robert Costanzo as Lips Bodyguard, Jack Keogh as Customer at Raid, Marshall Bell as Lips Cop, Michael G. Haggerty as Doorman, Lou Horn as Lefty Moriarty, Arthur Mallett as Diner Patron, Tom Signorelli as Mike, Tony Epper as Steve the Tramp, Al Pacino as Big Boy Caprice, James Tolkien as Numbers, R.G. Armstrong as Pruneface, Dustin Hoffman as Mumbles, Kathy Bates as Mrs. Green, Jack Good Jr. and Ray Stoddard as Lab Technicians, Dick Van Dyke as D.A. Fletcher, Hamilton Camp as Store Clerk, Ed McCready and Colm Meaney as Cops at Tess's, Catherine O'Hara as Texie Garcia, Henry Silva as Influence, Robert Beecher as Ribs Maka, James Caan as Spaldoni, Burt Remsen as Bartender, Frank Campanella as Judge Harper, Charmaine Leland St. John and Bing Russell as Club Ritz patrons, Michael J. Pollard as Bug Bailey, Tom Finnegan as Uniform Cop at Ritz, Billy Clevenger as Newspaper Vendor, Neil Claflin, John Moschitta Jr., Neil Ross, and Walker Edmiston as Radio Announcers, Estelle Parsons as Mrs. Trueheart, Ian Wolfe as Forger, Mary Woronov as Welfare Person, Henry Jones as Night Clerk, Mike Mazurki as Old Man at Hotel. Songs, Sooner or Later I Always Get My Man, and More, written by Stephen Sondheim, performed by Madonna. What Can You Lose, written by Stephen Sondheim, performed by Madonna and Mandy Patinkin. Live Alone and Like It, written by Stephen Sondheim, performed by Mel Torme. Back in Business, written by Stephen Sondheim, performed by Janice Siegel, Cheryl Bentine, and Lorraine Feather. Pep, Vim, and Verve, written by Bill Elliott, Ned Claflin, and Andy Paley, performed by Jeff Vinson and Andy Paley. You're in the Doghouse Now, written by Andy Paley, Jeff Lass, Mike Kernan, and Ned Claflin, performed by Brenda Lieb. Some Lucky Day, written by Mike Kernan and Andy Paley, performed by Andy Paley. Now I'm Following You, written by Andy Paley, Jeff Lass, Ned Claflin, and Jonathan Paley, performed by Andy Paley. Rompin' and Stompin', written by Jeff Vinson and Ned Claflin, performed by Al Jarreau. Riding the Rails, written by Ned Claflin and Andy Paley, performed by Katie Lang and Take Six. Copyright 1990 Touchstone Pictures, all rights reserved. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. A logo appears, a blue streak shot through with a flash of lightning. Touchstone Pictures.